Hey, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, getting ready for warmer weather as we creep towards July.
Yeah, well, we've definitely been getting a taste of it. That is for sure. I will tell you, though, I have some good friends that sell in Phoenix and Tucson, and we give some referrals back and forth there. And they both called me this week and were absolutely complaining and said to enjoy my 90, you know, my 95 and 99 up here. They were thinking about coming up for a visit because they had about had it with 118.
Yeah.
So
well, and their 110 and 105 is worse than ours.
Man, it's nuts for sure. But yeah. So, but I guess in January and February, I was calling them and telling them I wanted to head their direction.
Yeah.
So I think the snowbirds might have it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always like to start off the show with kind of our crazy celebrity real estate story. And this week, going into the countryside of things a little bit there, we've got former Johnny Cash's lakefront property looking for somebody to purchase. So that recently went on the market. This is 20 miles northeast of downtown Nashville, and it's a 4.5-acre property. And actually, Johnny and June Cash lived there for almost all of their 35-year marriage. So what's crazy about it, though, is somebody had purchased the house. Actually, singer-songwriter Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees had bought the property in 2006 for $2.3 million, was doing a renovation on the 14,000-square-foot house, and it burnt down.
Ooh.
So he ended up never completing the project, ended up selling it to a business investor out of Texas. And now back on the market, the business investor bought it in 14 for $2.1 million, remodeled the little guest house slash apartment. And now I think it's trying to push on that historical value a little bit at
probably
$3.95 million. So he's wanting to double up. He's wanting to double up on that one for sure. So really interesting when you look at the historical values that get added to some of that real estate. Mm-hmm. And a crazy, crazy market nationwide that we're seeing most of these areas appreciate. Maybe not 50%, but but we're still seeing a hot, hot local market here in the Tri-Cities.
No pun intended.
Yes, exactly. The weather's hot. The market's hot. I tell you what, pockets of the Tri-Cities have had some very, very high appreciation rates. In fact, this last week, I had done a market analysis exactly 1 year ago. I had done all of the research, the CMAs myself. So the purchase price on this particular home 1 year ago was running in that range of around 300. Now running in that range 340 to 355.
Wow.
So certain areas of town and pockets have had almost 12 to anywhere from 12 to 16% appreciation.
That's a lot.
So for sellers out there that thought, gosh, I wasn't sure we could sell or I wasn't sure if we could make that move, the rules have kind of flipped the last two or three years here in Tri-Cities. And if you are thinking about selling or needing to sell but not sure if you have enough equity, the old rule of thumb in Tri-Cities, 4 to 5 years to kind of break even with fees and equity. We're actually now being able to do that in certain pockets in 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
So give us a call if you have any questions about that. But I'll tell you what, one major question we have had again and again, and here's the scenario, and I thought, gosh, we need to get somebody on the show, take a look at this. We've sold a ton of new construction. The market's been so good the last 12 months. We've sold more and more new construction homes than we have in the past. And the call that I always get, McKay, is it's 4 months later, and I'll get a call, and a client will say, I think I need a referral for a water softener. You sold me this brand new house, and now all of my faucets, they're getting this white stuff all over them. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent $300,000-$400,000 on a house. I remember you saying something about a water softener, and now I'm believing you. Yes. So I'm trying to do a little bit of cut that off at the pass, do some nice strategic planning, and hard water can be an issue, and it can be a big issue for maintenance of new construction homes. So we actually called up a personal referral, somebody I've used in my own home at the past. Those are our best people that we get on the radio show. I love to try people out, see how they work, see what their company's about. And so I have in the studio with us today Matt Mahaney. I've always called him Mahaney, yeah. So but he properly corrected me with Softwater Specialist. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lance. Appreciate it.
So that scenario that I described, well, I'll tell you what. Before we get into that, what we always like to do is we always like to get a little background on the guest so people know what you're talking about.
Sure.
Okay. So give me a little background. Softwater Specialist. So working with water softeners, and we'll go over all your products.
Sure.
But how long have you been doing this in the Tri-Cities?
Well, I've been doing it in the Tri-Cities for just over a decade.
Okay.
I've been doing it personally for almost two decades, for 18 years now. So, but Softwater Specialist has been in business for just over 5 years.
Okay, fantastic. So you and I are getting older than we thought. We have to start telling people 20 years we've been doing this. And I still like to think I'm a young guy, and I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
So we can act like it, though.
Pretend. Yeah.
Yes. So, well, tell me about that. How did you get into the water industry? What's your background there?
Well, out of college, I was going into actually a different career, and I kind of fell into water.
We lie. He's even brought jokes today, McKay.
Right. I like
this guy's opening line. Right. Okay, good.
So, I was recruited into a little group. They had an engineering group, and they put us on. It was actually, I got really lucky. There's about 13 of us. We all got hired. We were doing sales and service, and they taught us the ins and the outs. So they put us through their own course of training. Had over 1,300 hours of training just with them alone, and certifications and other things. So, but out of those 13 people 20 years ago, two of us still do water treatment. Water today, so I kind of caught the water bug.
Yeah, you stuck it out for sure. Yeah. Well, it sounds like that's a lot of experience, and so that call that I get. I mean, walk me through a little bit about that. We see people a lot of times. Mm-hmm. A water softener is not included in new construction. It's an add-on or it's an extra. But it seems like more often than not. I guess walk me through a little bit of the science. What are those white rings and that residue that's getting left in the sinks and on the faucets and on the windows?
So you've got calcium and magnesium, just your regular hard minerals, metals and minerals in the water that basically it's dissolved and it's attracted to things. So your water heater especially, and then as soon as it hits the air inside your pipes, it comes out the faucet, you leave a little bit of water there, you wash your hands, and then you touch the faucet, and then it builds up down below the handle. It's probably where we see it the most.
Yeah.
The ring in the tub, stuff like that.
Okay, absolutely. Now, does this exist? Is this just a problem on well water? Is it with city water? I mean,
we have hard water throughout the Tri-Cities.
Okay.
I mean, Pasco's even known for pretty good water, but they have hard water. They range from anywhere from 7 to up to 10 grains of hardness. So 0 is soft, 10 is extremely hard. And in the Tri-Cities, we average anywhere from 8 to in the 20s.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So that there's a scale that makes a big difference. Now, I tell you, I don't know exactly how that process all works, but one of the things that we hear a lot of people talk about is they don't know if they should go salt or salt-free? And I don't know much about the systems, but what are some, do you do both, or what are some of the differences in that realm of water softeners?
Well, that's a great question, because, you know, it really depends on what benefits you want and the water chemistry that you have. And so that's why it's important, where we're more of an independent dealer, we don't have just one product that we're going to come to your home and say, this is what you need. We're going to test the water. We're going to give you a whole bunch of options, explain the difference between salt-free and a basic water softener or other options there, a whole home softening filtration system, which is probably the one we sell the most. But the salt-free is typically something that will gather the calcium and magnesium and change it a little bit, almost like a sacrificial media, and then release it back into the water. So oftentimes there's not as much benefit with the salt-free as there is with the salt-based systems, which actually pull things out of the water. You're not adding salt to the water. You're just actually using the salt to clean the system.
Okay, absolutely. Well, that makes sense. And I think a lot of times, man, hearing those numbers, people are looking at spec sheets and they're looking at putting systems in. And when we sell new construction, one of those options is always that they can do what they call a water softener loop. Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly does that loop do or allow in new construction?
Well, it just brings the pipe out of the wall, really. I mean, so it makes it a lot easier for us or yourself to put in a new water system once you're ready. It is still possible to go under the house and bring the pipes to you, but it's not as easy.
So when you're doing that new construction, it might seem like another add-on, but pretty easy why an electrician's there to get the plug you need for the unit, right, and the pipe plumbed in. And then they can make that decision later.
Right.
Okay, good information there. The other thing that I wanted to ask about that we run into a lot right now is when we're selling properties that are on a well, mm-hmm, and a lot of times we'll run into areas in Tri-Cities that have high nitrates. And so they say the water isn't safe to be drinking, or it's too, mm-hmm, high of nitrates. How do you deal with high nitrates in well water?
So we typically have two options. Nitrates, one thing you don't necessarily want to, you don't really want to drink nitrates, but we're not too worried about showering in nitrates. It's not going to soak in through your skin like chlorine and other things can. So, but drinking water is one option. We can do a purifier that will just mainly address the nitrates and other contaminants in the water to drink in your kitchen area, or we can do a whole house nitrate specific system.
Okay, gotcha. So if somebody is worried about that or likes the taste of filtered water, for instance, like in my house, you right, put a reverse osmosis just under the kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. And then, great. And then McKay, and then I don't drink the water in the shower.
Right.
Okay.
So like the way everybody looks at me.
Good there. Well, good. Well, and that is something that we run into. You know, mm-hmm, we get into some of those rural areas or higher agriculture type areas where we have some more nitrates. And if somebody's on well water, a lot of times that'll come up in an inspection, and we're looking for a solution from that right, inspection.
Yeah. And if you're wanting us to, I mean, we can test it before, we can test it on site, and that's actually one of our free tests that we do. Or you can have the health department test it for about $25.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that is really, really good information. It gives us an idea of what you're looking at there. Now, one last thing that I come up with, and I didn't even prep you for this question, but I'm just going to throw it out there and put you on the spot. Sometimes people say, I don't know if I want a water softener. I get kind of a slimy feeling
right,
when I'm showering. What is that that causes that? Do you know what the chemistry of that is? Or
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the pH. The water is raised a little bit. Also, so squeaky clean. If you remember, there's an old commercial. They hold up a plate. They say they squeak the plate. Mm-hmm. They say it's so clean it talks to you.
Yep.
Squeaky clean is a lie we've been told for years. It's okay. Guys are squeaky dirty. So you get your hard water and your soaps will mix together, and it'll clog your pores and give you that squeaky clean feel.
Okay.
If you taste your hand after you wash your hand, wash in hard water, you'll taste a little bit of soap.
Okay.
Residual. If you get that slick feel, that soft, that hard water and that the soaps actually rinse off quicker and better. But you get kind of that little bit different feel. Some of it's the oils in your skin, but
yep.
It's mostly just the pH in the water. And so it will not taste like soap.
Oh, wow. Okay, folks, you heard it here.
Lick your hands.
Soft water specialist, and we've been told a lie about squeaky clean. McKay, this is why I do the show. I learn something every single time.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to break. When we come back from that break, we're going to hear from Mike Denslow a little bit on the lending side of things and get a few more tips from Matt at Soft Water Specialist. If you have any questions or would like to schedule a consultation with him, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and we'll get you in contact.
And we'll be right back here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking with Matt from Soft Water Specialists about keeping healthy water in your home, some of the different things you can do to have soft water, some reverse osmosis systems. We always like to get back to kind of what's going on in the real estate market also. And, of course, our in-house resident lending specialist, Mr. Mike Denslow with HomeStreet. Mike, what's going on in the world of finance and mortgages over there? Show me the money.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't know why you're asking me, because you know the answer is busy, busy, busy. I'm talking with your gals and guys over in the office every other day regularly. It is the busiest that it's been all year, no question. We will probably close close to 100 loans this month for new purchases in Tri-Cities, not just new construction, but all purchases. So it is, you know, man, it's barely time to come do the show. Let's
just
say that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. It gets like that, and it does get hard like that. Now, I do know that when you have volume increases like that, there's a couple things to consider, and we talked a little bit about it earlier in the week in our team meeting, is we did see appraisal times creep up a little bit in the market.
Right. There's a limited amount of appraisers in the Tri-City area, and that number continues to drop. More retire and fewer people getting into the business. And so over time, you know, Fannie Mae, FHA, VA wants more from them. Right? I mean,
absolutely.
The job's not getting any easier.
No, yeah, the job's harder than it was 6 years ago.
And there's fewer of them. So we've seen lead times push out a little bit longer. 30-day closes from beginning to end are more difficult when we don't get that contract right away. So, you know, allowing a little extra time to close and taking a little bit of the stress off, that would be the best thing. We can get through processing and underwriting and all those things in less than a month. It's normally we're waiting for the appraisal.
Absolutely. And that's good information for people out there that are expecting, you know, a less than a 30-day close if you're getting financing or you're getting a loan. Because of the volumes and because of what's going on right now, you might want to consider a 40-day close to buy yourself a little bit of time there to get everything done.
And get in there and get that inspection done. I mean, that's don't push it out a week or so.
Absolutely. Yeah, when possible, the sooner you can get that done, the better. Another thing I just want to point out, Mike, I didn't prep you for this before the show or talk to you about it off the air, but one of the things that we noticed is I think when you're under those deadlines like that, we have had a couple instances where you as the lender, you're asking clients for information or certain documents, and I know you don't just ask people for extra stuff for fun. Like, you usually need stuff a very specific way from the client. How does that affect your timing in the process?
Well, normally we try to address as much stuff as possible. I would say there's a pretty basic, after you do several thousand loans, you get a good idea of what you should be asking for. But there's something called discovery. And that's where the next piece of information comes from. You get a bank statement with a deposit that you weren't expecting. You get, you pull a title report that's got something on there that you didn't expect, something in the beginning. Most of the time, we're getting tax returns, pay stubs, bank statements, and pre-approving someone. But somewhere down the line, something can come up that leads us to the next question. Oh, you know, I just bought a new car. You know, like, you know, right. Stuff like that. And then that's more paperwork down the line. But we do our best to anticipate and get everything up front. You and me both, we don't like surprises in the middle.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for all the hard work you and your team have been doing over there. I know you've been cranking it out, getting us a lot of pre-approvals at some crazy times, and appreciate all the help when we do call. So great job over there.
Thanks, Lance.
Well, Matt, I'm going to put you on the spot with a little bit more information about healthy, clean, soft water. I know one of the things about your company, Soft Water Specialists, I mean, you have a great logo, very recognizable. Is that your own company or is that a national franchise? How does that work?
It's our own. We're very an independent company.
I would not have known that. Good logo. Like,
well, thank you.
It looks, you know, branded, very professional, national.
It's simple.
Now, you were telling me a little bit off the air, you have some unique connections that kind of increase your knowledge level. How does that work with your company?
Oh, I've been really lucky in this industry to be connected with the right people at the right times. When I started almost 20 years ago, that company, there's an engineer who went to work for a company called Pentair. And if you're in the water industry, you've heard of Pentair in other industries. I mean, they're a huge company. They develop products and parts and things for almost everybody out there. But I have that direct communication. I'm on their quality control and a research and development task force. And so we get to have the best product at the best price without all like the franchise fees. And also we have all sorts of different options, not just sticking to one or two systems, because water chemistry is so different in so many places.
Absolutely. And that totally makes sense. And that's nice when you can broker some different options in there. Yeah. The other issue that we run up against a lot of times, and this happens in real estate especially, is you have a buyer and they're looking at a home and there's a water softener in there, but there's no tag on it, who installed it or who serviced it. So you have no idea on what to do with it or how that system's working.
It's made out of wood.
It's made out of wood, potentially, McKay, with some cloth filters. So who do we call, or how does that work if I'm not a new construction house like we talked about before the break, but I've moved into it and I have an existing older system? How do you handle that situation?
Okay, we get that call all the time. You know, we've got a system where we built a house bought a house, and there's this water softener in here. What do we do? What do we do? We put salt in it? What do we do? So we'll come out. It's free. We come out. We look at it, and give advice. If there's anything needed, we would give those type of options. Like, oftentimes they haven't been touched for many years, and so they need a little bit of a disinfection. I mean, if you can think of water going through this filter and it never being cleaned or haven't been cleaned for 2 years,
that could be a problem.
It can be more of a problem than not having it. Yes.
Okay.
So we have cleaners that work that will kill bacteria and those type of things in there. And oftentimes it's just saying, you know, this is how we set it up, and sometimes we'll just set it up, you know, push the buttons and calibrate it for them right then. Or we can come out on a regular basis and do what we call a tune-up service, and that's only $90.
Okay, $90 to check out, let us know what we have, see how it's working.
Yeah.
Okay.
One's free.
When you think about that, I mean, money well spent, because of your bathing in that water, drinking that water. I mean, yeah, there's a lot that goes on with that water in your home. I mean, it's such a major system. I think that's probably a worthwhile charge. Another thing I thought of while you're thinking about it and talking about that is one of the things that you'll see as an option a lot of builders have is they call pre-plumbing in a water softener loop. How important is that option, or how does that change things from your perspective when you come into a house?
Well, it just makes it quicker and easier. We can always cut the hole in the wall.
Okay.
And put the pipe in or crawl under the house and run the lines. but it's much easier and much better if it's pre-plumbed and ready for us.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I should have warned you about this and given you a little bit of time to think about it. But whenever we have a guest on the show, we always ask them, and we don't name names or locations, but we always ask them for what's one of the craziest things that has happened through the course of your business. We've had, you know, we've had appraisers on the show that have ran into, you know, people camping in basements of vacant houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stories go on and on, but is there something that sticks out in your mind of, I can't believe this happened at work today?
Oh, baby rattlesnakes under a house. That's probably the worst one.
Okay, that's what we're looking for. Yes.
And a raccoon. Okay. Which the raccoon, I just kind of scooted them aside with the pipe. It got to where I needed to go, did what I needed to do, and then scooted out and let the homeowner know.
He still did the job.
He still did the job with baby rattlesnakes in the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is an excellent on-the-spot real estate story. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're doing your regular course of your job and you did not see in the manual of your training dealing with baby rattlesnakes. So I love that. Matt, how can folks that have listened to the show might want that tune-up, might want to look at putting in a system? What's the website or best where for people to go to get in contact with you?
Sure. Yeah, you can go right on our website at justaddsoftwater.com, or you can give us a call. My cell number is 845-SOFT or 845-7638.
Okay, and feel free to always also go to kenmoreteam.com, and you can shoot us a message. McKay, I'm going to leave you with this. Mm-hmm. I did go to his website, and I want you to know as we end the show that he says, I haven't validated this, but he says on his website that 2/3 of Earth's surface is covered with water, but only 0.3% of it is suitable for human consumption.
That would be correct.
Okay, so get a hold of Matt with Softwater Specialist. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And as always, we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.